Blog Talk Radio. Radio. DJ, hit that funky.
I love the way it speaks. I love the way it thinks. I love the way that he treats his mama. I love that gap in between his teeth. I love him in every way that a woman can love a man. From personal to universal, but most of all, it's unconditional.
Don't be shy now. Got this thing all set
up. I wasn't
up and
shy. I was taking a sip of my happy juice.
Thank you very much. You need to know how to time it. How you taking happy juice sips and trying to time this at the same time? What's the problem?
I don't know. I guess neither one of us going to get it together tonight. I guess that's what it is. It's too much energy.
You know,
got Father's Day. You got the summer solstice. It's just too much going on.
You wanna blame me now? Okay.
Blame
oh,
you?
No,
wait
you wanna,
a minute. How
you
did
wanna blame
the
summer?
You?
My bad. I misunderstood it.
You know what they say? They have prescriptions for that.
I know, right?
And you take a memory pill, like or something. Communication classes.
Anyway, what kind of classes I need to take? Wait a minute. Communication classes?
For everybody listening, welcome back to another episode of Speaking Empowerment or Common Sense Conversations. As you can hear, as always, me and Mr. Eric Teamer are always going at it for this. Almost made
what is she
laughing? Maybe. For this particular episode, we are talking about the divine masculine, all his many forms, and I get to basically let Eric take over the show. So, Mr. Teamer, let's talk about blessed. Blessed.
Just, you going to do a flaccid poem? Do your
maybe
flaccid
later
poem.
In the show.
Flaccid poetry.
Now?
No, you can
like
do
right
it
now?
At the end. You can do it at the end.
I'll do it towards the end.
Okay.
You know, that was written specifically for you, but, you know, if you want to share it with the world.
Oh, I get it. Specific. That's so beautiful.
And
I like that.
You can't say the actual word correctly. You got to say Pacific, not specific, Pacific.
Pacific.
Make sure
okay.
you say the word incorrectly, specifically for you.
Pacific. I appreciate you being so Pacific for me. Pacific. Before I get started, and I thought you were going to do like a full blown intro and all of that good stuff. Just want to say happy. It was?
It was for me.
Oh, okay, yeah. Just like a woman. It's like, I got mine. Did you get yours? Was it good for you?
Oh, that's like a woman. That's like a woman. Okay.
Yeah, I got mine. And I got mine. You better catch up. Just like a woman. But for everybody, for all the males that listen and will be listening, we invited some people tonight, and they didn't show up. Kind of upset about that. I want to say welcome to Seeking Empowerment and happy Father's Day, better known as Phallus Worship Day. And you timed this right, dear, because we were supposed to do this last week, and I couldn't do the show. And now it fell right on Father's Day.
And on the summer solstice.
And on the summer solstice. Boy, talk about time. You should be, like, thanking me, because I put it together.
You know what? I'm not even going to argue with you. Thank you, Mr. Teamer. Thank you.
Oh, you're so
for
welcome.
Making sure that I'm doing a show on Father's Day instead of being with the father of my children. Thank you.
Oh, that cut deep. That cut so deep. Oh, my goodness. I can't believe I walked right into that one. Oh, that
right
cut.
Right into that one.
You cut me deep. You cut me deep. But anyway, I just want to say, since I let me do my own intro, because I always try to since I got to do the show tonight. I know Dia does most of the work on this show. She does like 99.999% of the work on the show. I just show up day one. I mean, the day of. No, I don't take. I don't want to take. Yes, I take the credit. Yes, that's me. So anyway, on Father's Day, I'm giving Dia credit and saying thank you for all the work that you do because it's so beautiful. I'm sorry, beautiful, because you're so specific in what you do.
Thank you. Thank you.
And anyway, everybody, you're connected to Seeking Empowerment, the show that seeks to give you the power to change. So if you'd like to be a part of tonight's show, you're welcome to do so. You can call in. The call-in number is 917-889-2823. Again, that number is 917-889-2823. Press the 1 button if you're interested in providing a comment. If not, then just listen. You're good. If you just want to be, if you want to be in part of tonight's program and don't want to call in, you can join the chat room. If you are tuning in on Blog Talk Radio, you can always hit the chat room. Scroll down to the bottom, there's a chat room link, and it should open up for you. The chat room is open. So we're going to say that Seeking Empowerment is a once-a-month show. So it's just at the mm-hmm. kitchens once a month. And you can find us on the fan page. Just type in. Why is she singing during the intro?
Oh, sorry. What? You said once a month. And
anyway,
Papa was a rolling stone.
She said, why? Papa got to be a rolling stone tonight.
You said once a month. I'm sorry.
Oh.
It's disconnected. Okay, I'm going to stop. It's disconnected in my head. All right, I'm done. Anyway.
The rolling stone. To a once-a-month show. Explain that.
It's very simple. The song Papa Was a Rolling Stone, wherever he laid his head, it was his home. And you said the show was once a month, so once a month he lays his head here. I didn't think it was that hard to connect. Masculine energy.
The show's
about masculine energy. I don't see why
you
didn't get the connection. That was very simple.
No, I missed that. That went right over my head. I'm sorry. You got it. You got
special.
It. Anyway, tonight we are talking about masculine energy, and really, it's AKA phallus worshiping. I'm going to talk about how to worship the phallus. Mm-hmm. No, we are talking about masculine energy, and we will be talking about, you know, learning how to balance it, understanding it a little better. And one of the things that I did want to start off with was the idea that we have to acknowledge that everyone has a masculine side, no matter the sex, male or female.
Yep.
Some more than others. I'm not calling any names.
Say what you got to say. Go ahead. Say what you got to say.
But if you didn't understand that there's a balance between the masculine and the feminine energy, all you have to do is look to the Asians as far as the yin and the yang symbols. There's all sorts of symbols. A lot of times, if you're on social media, you'll see the symbology for the yoni. And you'll see some of the symbology. You'll see actually one of the things when I was looking up for masculine energy, I saw an interesting symbol that kind of caught my eye. It was almost like a swastika. But it wasn't the swastika, but it looked almost like it. I've seen the crescent moon on top of the full circle. You see the circle with the arrow pointing straight up. I've seen the Eye of Horus. I've seen the Triangle. And let me see. What am I missing here? Can I think of anything else? Anything?
The sword. Oh my gosh, it's in my head. I can't think of the name of it. It'll come to me.
Okay.
The obelisk.
The obelisk. Yes, the obelisk is actually that is the direct connection to phallus. And also, if for those of you who are in the military, if you know anything about the stripes of the enlisted person, those actually is the symbol for the masculine energy as well, or the phallus is the stripe pointing upward. Anything pointing downward is if the stripe was pointing downward, it'd be the yoni or the female vagina. Got all of that?
I received it, sir.
Okay. That's my show for tonight. Have a good night. Let me see. I said yin and yang, and I want to make sure that we understand the difference between yin and yang. If I'm not mistaken, correct me if I'm wrong, dear. Yin is female, yang is male. Yeah, because it's always,
yep.
You got to get the yang up. Get the yang up. Good for the yang.
Yeah, you can do it that way. I always go yin goes in, yang hangs. Yin in, yang hangs. There you go.
Now, the representation of yang is you talk about the sun, hot or heat, light, hard, aggressive, dominant. Those are areas
active.
For... Huh? What?
Activity, active.
Yes, active. Just like most men, most situations, we are doers. So therefore, by being doers, we that's how we respond to things. Let me see if I got everything that I want to get out to introduce. This is what happens when you have to deal with D and you have all of your stuff, just all your notes all over the place. Yes, I blamed it on Dia.
Throw me under the bus. Just like me.
So masculine energy.
Masculinity right now.
Masculine energy is also represented by logic. It's represented by reason. And like Dia said, action. It's also common sense. Yes, see how that works? Common sense. Masculine energy just all over the place in your face. Accidental rhyming. I didn't mean to do that. Okay. I know where that laugh. I know you laugh. Okay. Anyway. Masculine energy really, it just basically deals with the strength of self. And if you didn't have the opportunity to listen to Dia on Practical Spirituality, was that Friday night? Dia talked about, there was an instance where I made a comment and I was saying that, you know, feeling comfortable, masculine energy is also represented in feeling comfortable about a situation in the sense that you feel comfortable enough to do something in a certain way, you know, you're not shy about it. I guess that's the way it is. There's no timid approach to it. You are very direct. You can be overly aggressive about it. You feel that level of self-confidence. So that is really what, you showing your masculine energy. The most important in determining that strength is looking at your masculine side is how you value yourself and where you place yourself. So we are looking at showing yourself in this light. It is a light. It is. And for how do you, I guess, what I'm looking at is how, without trying to stumble all over my words, is saying you have these and I think because when I'm talking, I'm trying to equate how to get women to understand, because a lot of times women don't see it. And I guess one of the things that I would say the promotion as far as for women and the promotion of masculine energy is the, I want to say, the independence movement, where it's, I'm an independent woman, I don't need a man, or I got my own thing, and I don't need a man to do anything for me.
Ooh,
and
you
what
better get people press on one.
Well, press one. I'm just saying, that's the independence movement. And see, the thing is, with that is...
Can I clean it up just so they cuss you out and not me?
Go ahead, let me call you. If you want to call in and cuss me out, you can cuss me out. Go ahead, clean it up. I'm listening.
I just want to clean it up. Basically, what he's saying is masculine energy equals activity. When you deal with the brain, you have two sides of the brain. One is the more passive, or what most people call the unconscious or the spiritual side. The other one is the logical side. The logical side is normally what guides your daily activities, because it makes logical sense to you. So that's what, and most people are taught to go by their logic. Okay, so that deals with the masculine side. So he's saying when you're going to work to pay your bills, that deals with your masculine side. When you're when you have to do everything yourself, or when you're doing something yourself, that deals with the masculine side of you. That deals with the masculine energy with you. It's the active force in you to get things done. Other than that, if you want to go deeper than that, it connects to the solar plexus, which is also your will. Because your will is nothing more than the energy you have to get things done, and that energy has to be very active in order for it to do things. It's also connected to the soul, and the soul is actually connected to masculine activity, because it's the soul that's inside the body that is moving in and housing it while receiving messages from the spirit, which is considered the feminine aspect. But I don't want to lose people too much. I just want to clean it up. So when y'all want to call me and throw that hell. I agree. I am not for the independent movement, but we didn't get into that. But he said it, not me. And I'm putting the finger over there. He said it, not me. I ain't do it.
Wow. You can actually just try to dump it off on me? Okay. But I did say it. And the reason why I said it, and she cleaned it up, I thank you for cleaning it up. But the reason why I put it in that manner is because a lot of times when we say, or when we start acting in, as far as women, from when you continue to act in the masculine manner, you see yourself in that way. You start to produce energy in that way. And that's why a lot of times when you see, it's hard for you to get to connect with another man, with a man, because you're producing masculine energy. And a lot of times what I'll say is testosterone and testosterone usually are repellent, in the sense that you have two dominant forces, a dominant force and a dominant force, they won't necessarily get along. And I've heard people go, well, I'm dominant.
Can't get along?
Well, what I'm saying, well, even in that situation, if you have two
alphas.
I'm
saying, because everybody's always saying they're alpha looking for another alpha. You speaking truth now, tell them. Two alphas,
well,
they meant to work together like that.
No, because if you think about it, if two people are in control, trying to control the situation or trying to control everything, then you're obviously going to butt heads, not so much because you're in disagreement. You're going to butt heads because both of you are seeking control. And when that happens, what I'm saying is, because like you said, I've heard women say, well, I'm an alpha person, my husband is an alpha person, blah, 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 and we get along just fine. It's not that you don't get along. It's not that your personalities, but in that household, in that relationship, one of you has automatically become the beta. One of you submitted in order to make the relationship work. Yes, you may be alphas. Mm-hmm. You may work together in a dominant, aggressive, as a dominant, aggressive unit, but one of
so
you is submissive. Huh?
So the roles in a play, at some point in time, somebody has to be the submissive in order for things to get done.
Yes. You have to submit in order for there to be an effective role. You know, I'm going to kind of stray off the topic a little bit, just a tad bit. Give me a little leeway. When you're talking about, especially in the black community, when you hear it and you talk about dominance and submissiveness, a lot of times you have people who go, they take that a different level. They think submissiveness, and this is not just in the black community. This is, you know, some people have, when you hear submissive, they think barefoot pregnant, butt naked in the kitchen cooking dinner, waiting for him to come home, and he does everything, and what he says goes. And that's not the case. Like I said, when you have two dominant people, you may be working, she may be working. You both are very aggressive at your jobs. You're very dominant at your jobs. You're both productive. You're headstrong. You do that. But when you go home, the reason why it works is because somebody has said, or you both agree that there are points where one may be stronger at one suit than the other, and they take the lead in certain roles. Your wife may be the better, more responsible with paying the bills than you. So she maintains the household budget. But you may be better at, you know, maintaining the household, you know, and that's typical, the stereotypical, but you may be better at being a handyman. And the roles may be reversed, because I've known some families where women are better at taking care of the house itself as far as fixing things up, and maybe the man is better. He may take care of the kids better. But there has to be a recognition of that level of dominance and how it works. Sometimes we don't recognize it. And what tends to happen is when we don't recognize the masculine energy and know how to play on the masculine energy of our mate, we tend to feel self-conscious. We tend to want to take it out on them because they are able to handle a situation better than we can, or they show some level of dominance that we are not able to maybe exert at that time. I guess that's the best way to put it.
Okay, so how do we deal with that in the bedroom?
Oh man,
I
think relationships, when it comes to relationships, in my honest opinion, relationships are sex first, in the sense that, yeah, you meet the person, you have a good time. But if your sex life is good and you have good sexual communication, which means you have good intimate communication, you have everything else kind of, it flows out of the bedroom. I don't know if anybody will agree. If you disagree, I'm sure somebody might press one and say, shut the hell up. But at that point, what I'm saying is in the bedroom, I think this is where conversation, learning how to kind of put masculine energy to the side in order to have a conversation.
No, I'm not blushing. You're blushing right now.
I am not. I am not blushing. I'm just.
It sounds like you're getting a little heated, a little blushing right now. Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Okay, just asking.
You just want to throw that in there just to see how I was going to react. Well, I was supposed to gush and go, yeah.
Well, if I wanted to see how you would react, I would throw this question in there. So how do
I
get all this to be worshipped? All right, did it. Just did it.
Moving on. Anyway.
Oh. And I mean, this is part of the this is part of masculine energy. When it comes to masculine energy in the physical form, you are a masculine man. What are things that you would say in general most men do and do not like?
And let me preface the response with, not every man is the same. Women should know this.
I know,
but there are women out there that will, you know, one size fits it all. They'll, you know, my last man liked it like this. When it comes to intimacy, sex, getting it on, however you want to put it, I like that gentle touch, that slow motion kind of stuff, where you're touching, you're feeling, and it's not coming in like you're trying to rip it out of socket, something like that. You know, that for me, mentally.
So you don't like it
your ass
hurt.
Come out of left field with that. We need a third person on this show somebody to just moderate between the two of us. Maybe they need to be the host and just let us have it. Because you just, how do you come out of the, let's see, you don't like to get your ass in that. Okay, there are times. For me, and this is what, and actually you saying that goes right into what I was about to say. It depends on the person that I'm with. When it comes to, if you're talking about lingam and phallus worship and all this other stuff, I would rather be with somebody that enjoys it, that is into it, that says, and when I say that, I mean, I'm talking about, yeah, she likes to worship the phallus. She likes lingam. She likes to make it feel good. She likes the response she gets. That is more of a turn on than somebody who feels like it's, you know, I'm obligated to do it. I got to do it. It's Father's Day. Let me go ahead and give you, like they said, let me give you that Father's Day blowjob or, you know, something like that. You, that, to me, is not, that's not sexy to me because it's just like so, you doing it out of obligation.
So you to like what? For a woman to know what she's doing and enjoy what it is that she's doing.
Yes. Because I'm the same way. I want to know what I'm doing. I want to know how to please you. And this is my masculine
now,
energy right now.
Okay.
I want to know how to please you, and I want to know that it feels good.
Now, see, this is where, okay, maybe this is where the conversation is about to go left just a little bit because I got to put you on the hot seat. Just tap it because most women feel like they have to play that docile, don't know, haven't had that much experience in the bedroom. In order to keep the man, but from not just talking from you, from most men, including my own, everyone that I have spoken to personally, that I had this conversation with, has said the same thing that they want a woman and who knows what they're doing in the bedroom, who knows her body, knows is willing to learn his body, and wants to be into him as wants to please. They don't really want that docile shy creature in the bedroom. So. My question is, where does that even come from? Like, as far as if that's part of honoring the masculine energy, you know, like, where does that, and I'm saying this because, again, most of the men that I have talked to have all said this, where does that idea come from that a female feels though she has to play down her sexuality in order to get and keep or to honor the masculine energy?
I don't know. Maybe, I guess, you see some of these things in the media where you see people who are, you know, or that you get it from a time period where women are supposed to be docile, they're supposed to be demure, they're not supposed to be, you know, I guess freakeristic in the bed where they're doing their thing and trying to get you, you know, get you to work to your best.
I get that, but normally, typically, I'm not saying typically because I haven't done statistics. I only go by from the men that I've known over my lifetime that I have talked to in a different age bracket, and all of them who've had that so-called typical docile good girl, they end up cheating on her with the whore. And the reason why is because the whore knows what she's doing.
Or because the whore did what the docile woman wouldn't do or pretended like she didn't want to do. And that's for a lot of women, that's the biggest issue. I won't say a lot of women. For some women, that's the issue with dealing with masculine energy. We, you know, that old phrase or ideology, a lady in the streets, a freak in the sheets, and all this other stuff. You want someone that's versatile enough to be that woman that represents you outside of the bedroom, but in the bedroom, you want somebody who knows you, who wants to please you and satisfy you. So
now,
all the way around it. Huh?
How does it work to be a lady in the streets, but a freak in the bed? Where the hell is she supposed to get all this experience from? How does that work?
I don't. Hey, look, I didn't say this came with a manual. I don't know. What I'm saying, for me, it's not necessarily saying, it, you know, what I look for is someone, if I met a woman that was shy and she's like, look, I like sex, I enjoy sex, but I'm not that experienced with it, but I'm willing to learn. That's totally different from, oh, no, I don't do that. Oh, my goodness. No, I can't. and you're steady going, why? Or you're in denial about the thing that you like the most. You're in the bed, and I know you're getting off on it. It's turning you on. But then when I say something to you or go to join in with it, you're like, no, I don't like that. And you're wondering, well, what the hell is going on? I mean, I think masculine energy, it looks to be, for me, in that situation, we're talking about sexual masculine energy, that's where you want to be pleased. You want someone who's uninhibited. It's that, I guess you could say, almost down to the primal instincts.
So then you do like
bumping and grinding. Oh, God. How did you, do we... Somebody, can we, somebody, please. All you got to do is call. Let me know if you want to be a part of the show and be a third person sitting in and referee between the two of us. She just, I mean, because there are days she's going to be out of pocket, and there are days I'm going to be out of pocket and just say some wild stuff just out of the blue. And she's asking me.
I'm surprised out of pocket tonight. I mean, you got full range. The reins have been taken off. It's masculine energy. Go for broke. Ride all the way through.
See? Look, that's masculine energy.
Don't let that
energy.
Dollars be flaccid tonight.
Wow.
I just want to say, this is what happens when you don't allow me to drink before the shows. Never let happen
before
the show.
How am I stopping you? How am I stopping you?
Just because I wanted to blame you. That's all.
Okay, that's fine. That I can understand. You can blame me for that. No problem.
So did you let me do one of my conspiracy theories and bring it back to how it's your fault? Or, you know, so I could do that. But I thought I'd just make it quick just because I want to.
No.
Okay, bring it back to this masculine energy. Here's my next question.
Okay.
I'm trying to get a little serious now.
Go ahead.
As far as society is concerned, do you truly believe we live in a masculine energy form? Do you truly believe, as far as society is concerned, that we really do walk in certain masculine rules or patriarchal, that we part of masculine society? Do you believe that we actually live in a patriarchal society?
That's a yes and no. I think that, well, based on the society that we operate in now, I'm going to say yes. We are, how can I put this? On paper, this is the best way I can put it. On paper, yes, we do. Because this is the way, it's just like, okay, the man this, the man that, and you hear it all the time. We live in a white male-dominated society, so on and so forth.
You got to be racial. Okay, let's bring the reins back just a little bit. We're bringing the reins back.
No. I'm only going by what's out there. If you listen to most times when you talk about patriarchal versus matriarchal in the type of society that we live in, that's what they, this is how they describe it, white male-dominated society. And
do they have bigger penises?
I don't know. I've never gone and checked. But anyway, oh my goodness! All you got to do is send me an email, ladies and gentlemen. Anybody, send me an email. Just say that you're interested in being the mediator.
Do they ball touch the water?
Grizz, I don't know how you deal with this. I really don't know, Grizz. I don't know. I don't know. But anyway, look, I say that in a sense that, yeah, we operate within the idea that men lead the way. But I really do believe that, depending, if you look at it from a household perspective, if you have a situation where the family is, the dynamic is mother, father, children, a lot of times men are given the opportunity to be leaders of the household. Men may do, women often conceive the idea, if that makes sense. That makes sense.
Okay.
Sometimes we conceive the idea, and as opposed to if she's smart enough or if she's the real true submissive, she knows how to put her wisdom into play, and she knows how to give the idea to the male, whether she creates it in a sense of she makes him think that it's his idea or she gives him the idea and he executes the idea.
Oh, we got people pressing one. Wait.
Well, ain't my fault.
I don't know.
Oh, go ahead.
Grizz, I just want to say, Blue, I love you, but I'm going to ignore you for a minute. Go to the next caller.
You're ignoring Grizz? Grizz.
I'm going
not
to.
Not my fault.
Stop it.
Not fault.
Stop it.
Grizz, you see how she is.
Caller, area code 780. What's your name? Where are you calling from? What's your comment or question?
Oh, I just wonder if you were talking about the masculine energy, actually, right now, and what you'll be talking about it.
We are talking about the masculine energy in many different forms. What's your name again?
It's Jay calling from Canada.
You said Jake?
Jay calling from Canada.
Jay. Hi, Jay. How are you?
Pretty good.
Okay, so right now we were talking about whether, as far as society is concerned, do we still believe that we live in a patriarchal society as far as, you know, when we talk about the divine masculine? But other than that, what's your comment or question?
Well, I'm thinking now is it's about we should be or talking about the divine feminine and how both of them work together to create balance in our lives in some sort of way.
Last month we talked about
the divine feminine, and this month we're talking about the divine masculine.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's more. I don't know if it's actually for women or for men, because I think for the men it's more of the aspect of the physical. Basically, I find that we focus that on a lot, the physical aspects of ourselves. You know, even the physical stuff that we have and the physical things that we do, and. I feel that it's okay for women to honor that too. I don't know what to say about that. For me, it was my masculine side is fine. I feel we don't stray. I think we're most men are afraid to go away from that because it might upset their masculinity, and some guys don't even know what that is in the first part. So. Yeah, it's a very interesting thing right now. I know I was talking to somebody about today about. It seems like we're all confused about this and that and divine feminine and masculine and whatever.
In your opinion, what is the divine masculine?
Well, I've been working on my divine feminine, so I know more about that. For my divine masculine self as me would be actually just. That's a good question. Actually, I don't know. I've been working more for my divine feminine, actually, than anything else.
Okay,
and
well, what does that mean for you?
My balance. Huh?
Well, you said you've been working on your divine feminine. Explain it to us. What does that mean for you? Because that could be different for each person, too.
Oh, that's true. For myself, it's like recognizing I have emotions, recognizing that I'm more than just a, how would you say it? A person of, like, physical power, more of a person than aspects of, I think, getting in touch with yourself, like, getting to know who you are, instead of, like, the norms of what society portrays as guys are supposed to be, which has always been the thing, and now in advertising and everything else. So that's how I'm looking at that, too. The spiritual side is actually... it's okay to be sad. It's okay to be happy. It's okay to be crying, or it's okay to be, getting to know your any emotions, yourself. That's what I'm looking at right now. And then, and how they balance out is this is pretty amazing. There's always a balancing trick or act, or not even act of it, but there's always a balancing thing about it. So before I got into all this stuff, it was more of the ego, the I don't know, conquering, competition, stuff like that.
So first, I mean, I'm going to say that I agree with you in your terminology, because when you're dealing with the spiritual side, the feminine would be you looking within and working on yourself from within and seeing who you are, and the masculine side would be who you portray yourself to be to the world. So if you look at it in terms like that, it's, you know, however you portray, like you talk to me right now, that would be your masculine side coming through, how you want to portray yourself to me. As far as, and the same thing with me, how I want to portray myself to you. And then, you know, when you're off the conversation and you want to internalize the conversation, think about it, that would be, it can veer into the masculine side, because the masculine heavily deals with logic, but mostly it is the feminine side that deals with the subconscious, if you allow yourself to go there route to see, like, if something triggered, if, I said a word, it triggered a certain emotion, and you want to see where that emotion came from, that would deal with the spiritual side, as opposed to, I said the word, it may trigger something, be it good or bad, it may trigger something, and then you just react to it without thinking that would be more of the masculine side, because that deals with logic. So logically, you know, everybody's reaction is just to react to it based off of, you know, past logic and assume it's a situation where, you know, the divine feminine would be to internalize it, go in and say, okay, does the situation even relate, and where am I getting these other signals in my body from? So I totally agree with you on that one.
No, I'd agree with you actually with that too, actually. It's more of a, it's almost like an animal behavior. Competition, you know, so you're really, that's why you sounded like, it's like, yeah, competition and the animalistic part of ourselves when it comes to situations, right? We behave like apes in a way. I always think about that. You ever watch people when they're fighting and stuff like that? They behave like apes in a way. It's really, really interesting just watching behavior like that. So, you know, that's how I look at it too. So I think what the masculine side is about you're talking about probably the left side of the brain side, and feminine side would be the right side of the brain. So, yeah. So we honor that, and it helps us in our growth. And it does help us in situations where we have to react to situations, but it's not always, we shouldn't be immersed in that all the time. So, but the thing is, we're led to believe and brainwashed to believe that we're supposed to be a certain way. And then when we step out of those boundaries, it's like, oh, it's, you're upsetting your masculinity. So, I mean, society stuff is really, really, media is actually really bad about that too. So, but, yeah, as we've been kind of like brainwashed and thinking about it. And it's actually for women too, actually. Okay. But for guys, it's kind of a mental brainwashing as being the provider for everything too. And
well, wouldn't you say that's brainwashing for both sides? If you're about brainwashing, because both sides tend to believe that. We tend to believe that you, as a male, you have to be a provider. And women do that as well. For instance, you know, you say if a man doesn't have his own things, then she looks at him kind of funny. So,
yes.
You know, that. Go ahead.
Well, go say something. You finish. I'm looking forward to hear what you're saying.
No, what I'm getting at is that, you know, it's not just brainwashing on one end. It's brainwashing of a society, as far as what we were talking about earlier about it being a patriarchal society, and that we're brainwashed into believing one way is that way. You know, we kind of, like anything else, we've deleted the feminine energy, or put the feminine energy to the side. We're not teaching our young men how to be more open to feminine energy, in the sense of, you know, we'll tell them, don't cry, you don't act a certain way, you know, boys don't do this, boys don't do that, you know, men don't do this, men don't do this, or a man does this, so on and so forth. So they say all of these things, and we're taught to believe and walk that walk, and not realizing even on how it affects us on as far as mental health. So it's a lot of information that we need to consider.
You're right about that. You're right about that on both sides. There's, you know, there's, you think about that. I heard, you know, there's a Super Bowl commercial where a baby is born and it's like the woman says, it's a boy, like a put down, right? And there's another one just recently. I just saw another show regarding, it was about selling toilet paper, but it was about your mother being a masculine figure in for raising a family. So so it's really interesting how that is like playing a part into it too. So yeah, it's really, really sad to see this, but this is what's happening. Unless we wake up to the fact that we're both of masculine and feminine, and then we're going to continue on these, doing these crazy stuff that continues to divide the feminine and the masculine, or the sexes too. So, and pitting against, instead of being cooperation, okay, it's more of a competition. But the thing is that you got to really wonder about that too. Is that in relationships too? I don't know if you see this. I see this too. It's like if one, it's like the like both sides, like the man, the male and female, they're trying to get something. The opposites, you know, like the, like a female is supposed to be getting the masculine feeling, or the, it's like trying to figure each other out, the opposites of each other, right? And but it's also the competition too sometimes, and it's, that's where it's like, it's not really a, I don't know what you call it, it's a growth relationship, you know, learning something in relationships. But what's happening, it's competition, it's not cooperation. So yeah. And we have shows like that too, you know, reality shows that do that. So it's really bad. It's really bad. So I don't know. For guys, when they're claiming their masculinity or something like that, it's sometimes I feel it's more of a game for them than anything else. It's just a game. I don't know. Just and I heard about this regarding sports. Some sports. The reason why, like hockey, right? You ever go watch hockey when one of the guys, you know, player scores a goal, or you know, some sort of like a team sport with guys in it? What they do? They hug each other. Hey, how you doing? Hey, thanks much. You know.
Yeah.
No. You see that other outside of sports, like we're doing that? No, not really.
Yeah, and I've seen where they have the situation where, you know, we talk about men don't cry and so on and so forth, but then, you know, let them win the Super Bowl or, you know, the Stanley Cup or something to that effect. You see men hugging, crying, and all this other stuff. So, you know, and that really is the display of feminine energy, but we don't think about it. Then we justify it because we say it's, you know, that's an emotional time because they should be, you know, happy about it. So, did you bring Grizz in? Because you had him on that long hole.
Oh my gosh! Yes.
And Grizz,
yeah, Grizz, the mic is open. Jeez.
Okay, Grizz. I didn't want to keep him holding because we only have about 10 minutes left, and I want to make sure that he got his words in. Go ahead, Grizz. I'm listening. If nobody else is, I'm listening.
You got so.
I don't know where to start. Where should I start?
he's being smart, but he's coming at me right now because Grizz is actually my. I don't know where he's doing right now, but Grizz is actually my husband. I had him on hold apparently too long, so they about to give me the business.
No, actually, I think the caller did bring us some very poignant points about what he's saying about masculinity. I mean, growing up, I was always told, don't cry, even when I'm getting, we call it chastised. I always told, don't cry, shut your mouth, when you keep crying, I'll keep hitting you. You know, then as I got older, as I realized who I really am for myself or whatever, emotionally, you know, I started crying on movies and things like that. I'm not ashamed to say I cried movies. I'm not ashamed to say that. I'm not ashamed that I cried when Bambi died, nothing like that. You know, just something that, you know, you got to be, if you're going to be masculine, at least, you know, be upfront about it, you know, and be direct about it, you know. I mean, like I said before, the other caller came in with a good point about what you said about sports and how guys feel their affection, their emotional affection. You know, I play sports myself, and I know a lot of times where you might find yourself hugging the other team player or something like that, or even at work, you might find yourself hugging them because, you know, you accomplished something or something like that. You know, masculinity is really versatile. You know, it's very versatile when you think about it.
You're right. It's all in how we're taught.
I also play hockey a little bit myself, and I kind of understand what you're saying, you know. But when you get that slap shot or whatever, it's hitting your face or something like that, that's kind of different. But, it's a good point, though. You know, it's a good point.
Yeah, so we just, I think, well, with let me see. I guess we're at the bottom portion of our show. One of the things that we should consider is when we're talking about how to, you know, we talked about a lot of how we address masculine energy in the sense that in the form of intimacy. And we, you know, and I guess at the bottom portion, talking about raising masculine energy in the sense of how to deal with it, even from, you know, male and female, you know, your male and female child growing up and how to deal with it. Because we raise our children, especially our young boys, to believe that you have to be hard 24/7, 365. And Bridge just brought that up to the point where we exclude feminine energy. And if a boy shows any sign of sensitivity, we want to admonish that and push it out of them because we see that as a sign of weakness. Mm-hmm. And what I'm getting at is as you raise a child, you need to. It's not so much as trying to admonish the sensitive side to it, but learning how to put it in a sense that you make them understand that there's a balance. That you know, you don't necessarily want him to be overly sensitive about everything, but learning how to cope and deal with things. And a lot of times learning to cope and learning to deal with triggers is learning how to put your masculine energy into proper use and not having, you know, and not coming out with thin skin and being able to and not having thick skin to the point of you are oblivious to other people's feelings and sensitivities, and you're not addressing things properly, that you're completely. But ain't nobody trying to say nothing about you. Let it go. Let it go. See what I'm saying? Look, see what I'm saying? Masculine energy is often felt in the ego, and the ego will often feel the desire
to
speak up.
That's not actually the ego.
Ego helps power the masculinity, for one.
There's nothing
to be, you know. It gives the masculinity the will to do more, and a lot better than how you are from the beginning. There's nothing deterrent about ego, really.
The biggest misconception about the ego is that the ego has now become like the devil, and when you actually look up the word just from the etymology of the word ego, it connects to the will, it connects to the soul. So all there is just energy. Think about it as a robot. A robot has to be programmed or told what to do. So when you're doing something, that is from your ego. But when told the ego to do that or act that way, that's from your logic. That's from the logical side of the brain where it says, no, this is not fit into my box. Let me show you why. And however that manifests, whether it come out of anger, an argument, whether it come out in joy, whether it come out in however it comes out, the ego is really just the energy to do that. But how it gets done is actually, and why it gets done, a lot of times is processed from the logical side, which is part of the masculine side, and is where we actually get our pride from based on our past knowledge, based on how we rationalize past situations based on what we're going through at the time and how we're rationalizing situations that it's in. That's really all, that is the masculine side of the brain, but that's more so the pride. That's not necessarily the ego. The ego, just the ego does what it's told, or the ego is there to give the energy to do whatever it's told to do. It does, it's not necessarily something that takes over or controls. That's logic, and people connect the two, and it's really totally different when you start studying from the spiritual perspective and the history of the word and what it actually connects to. That's really two different things.
Yeah,
but I did want to bring up, that as far as me, as a female, I agree in a way as far as raising children. When you say brought up, because in case you didn't notice, I was actually brought up very masculine. I was brought up, I was always the one, in both situations, from my father, who was always saying he ain't going to have no punk B for a daughter in that situation, and then from my mother, you know, in certain towns where no one else could do it, so I had to figure it out. So I was always put in that masculine situation as a child anyway, as a female. So here's the question, and I asked it on the show on Friday night too. So here's the question I'm going to ask you. For a female who already works from her masculine side a whole lot, what would you suggest? And I'm going to go to our guest, and I'm going to go to Eric, and if Grizz want to answer, you can't go. There's no, 23 minutes left, so I'm going to make it quick. Give two things very shortly, what you think a female can do who wants to hone in the divine masculine. So I know I'm not the only one. A lot of other women do it too, especially when it comes to relationships. They like you said before, that kind of independent spirit where they feel as though they don't need a man or they don't know how to let things go. What are two suggestions you could give that'll help them pull it back some so that they can receive exactly this, what they are actually looking for? Eric, I'm going to start with, no, Jay, I'm going to start with you. Can we make it quick because we got like 2 minutes left?
Oh, some sort of meditation or something like that. Some sort of... I don't know. Yeah, I say meditation. Some sort of meditation to get you going there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Chris. Chris.
Well, you Chris? Gotta. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Go ahead.
Okay. I think it's communication. I guess you gotta really see what it. Other person coming from, really, for who they are. Because if she exerts a lot of masculine, then you gotta, I guess you gotta switch up and be feminine. And, you know,
okay.
To provide that balance together.
So basically, I'll both say the same thing because meditation is communication.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
meditation is number one.
Okay, so we're going to go to Eric, and then we're going to shut down the show. So I thought we're going to go into a whole lot of overtime. Eric?
Oh, you could have went to overtime, but anyway. I'm going to stick with... Don't cost me to go into overtime. I'm going to go with what I said Friday night, is treat people the way you want to be treated, and also keep the lines of communication open. I think if you can establish a baseline of what you believe and what you don't believe, and you can kind of in a relationship, be open in the relationship, the beginnings of the relationship, especially if you're talking long term, and you'll be able to define the masculine energy and feminine energy within both of you. So that's my point.
Okay. Well, Jay has dropped off. What I am going to add to it is that, like you said, treat people how you want to be treated. I'm going to say that for someone who has a lot of masculine energy or has developed it over time based on situations, understand that when you're dealing with masculine energy, you're dealing with that which you project. You're dealing with that which is active. So within saying it, so how you handle yourself, how you carry yourself, you are showing others how to treat you. So if you're a person that's always have to do it yourself, whoever's next to you, but you got to carry all the bags. You're in the car, but you have to drive. This is building energy, showing that person how to treat you. So once you set this standard or built this energy with this person, you can't go back and say, oh, you know, this person is this person is that. When all that person, first of all, before they can do anything, they have to step you and learn how you are. And that's what they did. And then respecting that, they keep you in that position. And also, when you're in a position where you have to do all these things and you keep doing these things, you're going to attract you're naturally just going to attract somebody who's going to need that done for them. It's just a natural law of attraction, how it works. You know, they say opposites attract, but that's only on the physical. On the spiritual, like attracts like. You have to attract what you are. So if you are a person that has to do everything, that has to work in that masculine energy, or you feel as though you have to, look at your reasons why. And when you look at your reasons why, you'll start to see why you attracted the people that you attracted. And once you start working on the reasons why, which is we touched on a little bit on the show last month, where we spoke about the feminine when it's in its most precious or most fit the body in the form, it's actually very active. It's also the same for masculinity, but it's flipped. When masculinity is in its most divine state, it's actually passive. What does that mean? That means you can look at it in sex. When a man is in his most divine state, when he's about to orgasm, you actually don't, of course, as a female, you can feel it. And you can see his expressions, but if you actually pay attention, he's very still, he's very tight, he's very tense. The movements are a little controlled, maybe jerk, but it's not that much movement. It's passive. And then it's passive, whereas the flip side, the female, she's a little bit more active, more moving around. So when you look at it like that, when you look at it as far as nature, one of the reasons why the sun is picked is because even though you can feel the heat from the sun, you don't necessarily see the sun moving moment to moment. You don't necessarily see the sun rays, but you know it's there. That's one of the reasons why it ends up becoming masculine, because it projects. But at its highest state, it doesn't seem like, or at its most divine state, when it's at the top of the sky, it seems like it's just there. And that's when it's also, you know, receptive in its own way. So how does that work with us? When you're in your divine masculine state, when you're doing stuff, look at the reason why you're doing it. And a lot of times you realize it's stuff you're holding on to that you don't need to still do. I forgot what book I was reading. I was reading a book, and this was a long time ago. It was either Sister Soldier or maybe Wadi Divine, one of those two. And she was saying how right after she ate, she would wash, right after they ate, she would wash the dishes. And after she broke up with this particular guy, almost a year later, she still washed the dishes directly after she ate. And she realized that energy came from home. But she realized it while she was washing dishes. So she was in an active state. In that active state, she allows herself to go to a place to see why does she automatically jump up like that and do that. This is when your masculinity is at the most defined point, because now you're seeing what you're doing, and now you need a reason, not just because this should need to be done. That's logic. That's logical to you. But now you're trying to figure out why does it have to be done right now, and that's when you go into a passive state where you can receive messages from your spiritual side and connect and get all those things done. That's what you want to do with your masculinity. You want to understand why it is that you do what you do, why it is that you have this rationale. Because the logic can rationalize anything. I'm going to make that very clear. Logic can rationalize anything. But you want to understand why you have this rationalization process. And that's when it has to go into a passive state in order to receive those answers.
Okay. Got real silent. You back to just...
Oh, okay.
There's a period.
I mean, when she starts to... every time when she speaks like that, I get zoned for a second. Then all of a sudden, she says, you ever look at her like, yeah, I got...
Are you saying you tuned me out?
No, I'm not saying I told you out. I'm saying what you say makes me really think of what you say, because then I gotta respect what you say. I gotta come back to what did I say? Give me a main idea of what you said. What you said basically is, so it's like that.
We go through this all the time. He always says we need to start recording our conversations. He says that all the time.
Yeah.
That's one of my other friends says that that's like the Men in Black scene where the guy takes out the little thing and he just stare at the button and he flashes it.
Right.
Will
Smith right,
asked,
right.
Did you flashy thing me?
Exactly.
Wake up at the end.
I got mind control over Debo.
Why gotta be me?
You didn't hear that.
Yeah.
That's messed up. That is messed up. But yeah, we there's a lot to learn about masculine energy and how it's projected, how we receive it, how we put it into play in our everyday life. And a lot of times we don't realize that certain actions require masculine energy versus feminine energy. And certain people may require more masculine energy than certain other people who may require a little, what we call a softer touch. So we rely on our feminine energy. We speak to that feminine energy in order to get what we need. I think, and I keep referencing Friday, but what was the gentleman's name, Ron?
On Friday?
Yeah, Friday.
James.
The guest.
Ron who?
What was the guest's name?
Tonight?
No, last Friday.
You talking about James or?
No, not James. What was your guest name in Practical Spirituality?
Oh, Grammy?
It was Jade and James.
James?
Okay. Who was the guy?
You're talking about Ron. Oh, sorry. Ron Schaefer. You're talking about Ron. Okay. Yeah, it was Ron.
I said Ron. And you're like, no, Ron? Ron who?
I was thrown off for a second. Okay.
L. Ron Hubbard.
Yeah.
L. Ron Hubbard. That's who it was.
But one of the things that he was saying was, when he was talking about in a workplace, he was asked, the difference between asking somebody to do something versus, and dealing with the response that he had, and how masculine energy often he has to, that aggressive nature comes out, and he has to be more, use that masculine tone in order to get what he wanted. So that was my point.
Alrighty then. So are you very aggressive at work? Is that what you're saying?
For me, yeah. I typically am. And I think that's why, and I can honestly see why in some sexual relationships where most men that like to be dominated look for female doms, the reason why they like it so much is, the CEOs and executives, these people in charge, the reason why they enjoy is because it takes that pressure off of them of being in charge, of being masculine, that masculine energy. They want to defer it.
Yeah. They on a spiritual level, what they're really doing is just balancing it out. If you look at it from a spiritual perspective, because they have to put out so much masculine energy that they need a chance to recharge. And in allowing somebody else to take control, they're allowed to receive energy and recharge. So they don't. Most of them don't know. I'm not going to say all of them know it, but most of them don't know it. But what they're doing is really, everybody may not agree with the way they balance it out, but what they're doing is balancing that energy out.
Mm-hmm. I think we all seek balance in our energy. We just don't always realize that I guess you could say the subconscious pushes you to do those things that you need to do in order to stay, stay fit, stay healthy. So we subconsciously seek out those things that keep us balanced. Naturally.
That is true. That is true. And the further left we are from balance, the further extreme it really takes to bring us back into balance. And, you can say that in all forms of life. And honestly, balance has to be defined by each person. Each person's spiritual energy is different, you know, that you can attest to that through astrological charts. Two Geminis born at the same day, and may even at the same time, are not going to be exactly the same. Just your energy makeup is different. So what is balanced for one is not balanced for the other. And that's where a lot of times where the masculine energy collide with people, because a lot of times, because masculine energy needs structure. Masculine energy needs structure, needs to make logic, and needs to have consistent results. That's just how the masculine energy is. So when you're having consistent results, you know, you assume that this result is going to, because it's consistent for you and you have data, you assume that this is going to work for somebody else. Somebody else, whether they have consistent results or not, you know, they're going to see that it works for you, and they may try it and don't work for them, and that's where his starts to butt, because you think they're not doing it right when they're trying their best. And the thing is, it may not just be for them, but because, again, the mass energy needs logic, it's going to keep trying it until it finds a logical reason that they can receive of why it's not working. And that's a lot of times where masculine energy butts heads at times, or it could get to the side where people have two different ideas on how to do the same thing, and both of them, so they're totally right based on their logic. Of course, it's going to butt heads because they're going to want their way of doing it. They're going to want to do it their way because they know this will work. But what works for one doesn't work for the other, and that's where a lot of times, that's what we have gotten, even as a society, dealing with patriarchal. We have gotten into a lot of trouble because we have taken one or a few people's idea of masculinity or what worked for them and pushed it on the whole, and then wonder why we have a bunch of confused people running around, unhappy people running around, basically, and energetically messed up people running around because they're doing one person's idea of what worked for them logically, as opposed to not going within and finding what works for them.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it cognitive dissonance?
No, cognitive dissonance would deal with the reason why they're still doing what they're doing. So, for example, cognitive dissonance would be I'm walking, each time I get up and I walk right into the wall. I get up and walk right into the wall. And you tell me there's a wall. You show me there's a freaking wall. But instead of me going around this wall, I make some type of crazy reason of why I need to walk into this wall, why I need to do it every day at this time, and why this bruise is so important that I have to have it. Even though it's caused me pain and we can all see and I can feel it, now I'm rationalizing this pain away of why it's still there in my life once you showed me that this wall is there and I'm walking into it. That's cognitive dissonance.
It's an end.
Was that clear?
Very.
What did everybody understand that?
Yeah, I understood it. I just want to know, Riz, do you laugh occasionally when she walks into the wall, just repeatedly for no reason?
No, there's no room for error. Yeah. Like not at all.
Really,
no laughing.
No laughing.
No laughing. Or yeah, it'll be. We call it just ramifications. We just talk. No, not at all.
Man.
Not at all. But, I mean, you made a good point, though. I mean,
before I said kind of definitely, you made a good point, because that sounds like, I'm sorry, doctrinated religion.
Oh, here we go.
That's down to the old thing. But I'm not going to get into that. I know I'm not going to get into that.
I don't know, you and Eric will go for hours.
What? Why me?
This is why I try my best to get y'all to separate it. Too much masculine energy.
That's not fair.
You need to be separated into your separate corners of the world. Not corners, because y'all can't stay in a corner for shit, but separate corners of the world.
You keep the world from going around.
I have no idea what you just said. I'm just going to assume you said, I love you. I love you too.
I said it keeps the world going around.
So you just going to sit there and correct me? You're not going to say you love me? That's so rude. That's rude.
Oh, I love you too. I didn't hear you say that.
He was trying to explain what he said. So basically what she's saying is whenever she don't know what you said, she just says, I love you too, and just keeps it moving. Flashy thing.
Yeah, that's what I say in public. That's not what I say in private.
Oh, okay. Okay. No problem. I'll leave it right there.
So what's the topic for next month? Are we looking at?
Yeah.
Oh, Brett, since over the show, what is the topic for next month? Wait a minute.
I'm sorry. I'm going way too ahead of myself. I'll be fine.
He was ready for next month. There's nothing wrong with being ready.
He was ready for the world. He was ready for something like this. I'm sorry, that's now y'all got me thinking songs tonight. What in the world is going on?
Trying to get a pimp game right.
Do we have any more questions or anything else we want to get out about the divine masculine?
I think we covered the divine masculine fairly well. You even had a special guest host, Jay, came, he dropped his knowledge, and then he left.
Oh, yes, he did. He came, dropped his knowledge, and I guess felt. I mean, he could stay for a little second, but all right, whatever. For July next month, it's not really set in stone, but the topic is also something right up Eric's alley, political interaction.
What?
It may not be set in stone, but hey, that is the topic for next month.
She don't want to do that.
Hey, it's seeking empowerment, so it has to be on a way to seek empowerment. Thank you very much.
Okay.
If I'm doing the back thing from the show, Chris, I love you, but I swear you'd be going to mute the whole freaking show.
Wow.
Y'all two, that's what next week is where I'm going to put y'all two in y'all separate quarters.
Wow.
The next week, y'all two go to y'all separate quarters.
I missed it. I don't know.
Oh, that's sexy. That's sexy.
I don't know if you can do
it. Anyway, I'm going to guess it's time to shut down the show now.
Yeah. Shut it down. Shut it down. Shut it down.
Shut it down. Shut it down. So let's go with... No. Not at all.
Whistling.
That is so rude. But we're going to shut the show down now, and I'm going to start with me, because if you want to find Grace, all you got to do is find me. So you can find me. Like how I snuck that in, right? You can find me at orisoasis.com, orisoasis.com. Click on the events page. You can find all the events that's coming up. Hopefully I'll update that so it'll actually be right this month and not like this month that passed. But, yeah, you can find me that way. You can also find me on all social media. The links are up there. You can also find my three children's books. You can find the radio shows. Next month, the radio show for Seeking Empowerment should be on or around the 12th. I'm going to say they should be on or around the 12th. I believe the 12th is the Friday. Yeah, and right now, the topic is going to be political interaction. We may or may not change that, you know, see how masculine Eric want to go with that. Speaking of Eric, how could they find you, Eric, if they want to get in contact with you?
Smoke signal. You can find me using smoke signal. You can find me on Common Sense.
If you want to do solid worship with Eric, he has a suicide of 14. Just saying.
If I want to do what?
If people want to come and worship and do solid worship with you, you have a suicide of 14. I'm all saying.
On so many levels. Grizz, you're welcome to be the intermediary between this because, this is just nonstop. I just don't understand. You would have a better you would do this better than me as far as handling how to respond. But anyway, you can find me Monday here on Same Station, Common Sense Conversation, Monday nights. What time do I start? 9 o'clock Eastern. I mean 9 o'clock Central, 10 o'clock Eastern, 5 o'clock. Is it 5 o'clock? I think 5 o'clock to 6 o'clock.
If
I'm not mistaken.
It should be 6 o'clock. Seven. It's a 3 hour difference.
3 hours.
It's
start at
10.
7.
Yeah,
6 o'clock. 6 o'clock, people.
6 o'clock.
Yeah.
No, if it's 10 Eastern, it's 7 o'clock Pacific.
Right. 10 o'clock or 7.
Yeah. So as we figure out our mathematics, who's the mathematical genius between the three of us?
It ain't me.
Monday.
Hey, I'll bow down. I'm out of that one.
Mondays here. I don't even know what I'm going to do tomorrow. I might do another in the news. I might just do open forum, and we can go from there. I'm sure I can give you some topics real quick to talk about some of the silliness
that's going on. So you're just making me a part of the show.
No, because you come in with strippers. I've never seen anyone. This is the first time I've ever had somebody bring in strippers to the show. And then the stripper demand to talk.
I did not bring it.
Like it was like a strike, a sit-in strike. And the stripper came in and sat in and demanded that we talk about strippers in the middle of the show too. And you did. Anyway, and you can also find Common Sense Conversations.
Wow.
Or this page on, you can find Seeking Empowerment on Facebook. It has a fan page, Seeking Empowerment. You can also find Common Sense Conversation has a page on Facebook. You can find us Seeking Empowerment. You can also find both pages on Google Plus for both pages, Seeking Empowerment and Common Sense Conversation. It's getting hard for me to remember all of this stuff. So.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's it. I can't remember anything else. My brain is moving in a different area.
Your brain's moving, the blood is flowing elsewhere? Is that what you're saying?
Onward and upward.
I bet.
Onward.
I bet it is.
All right. You're shutting the show down now. I mean, I see why. You just start zoning out. That's what I'm going to start doing. I'm just going to zone out. You'll be sitting there for like 20 minutes. What's wrong with you? Huh?
Remember the last time you ignored me? Remember the last time you ignored me?
No, dear. Don't ignore her.
See what happened. Okay.
That's all I got to say. I'm bouncing good people. Y'all can find me on Facebook, GrizzPink.com, and also on Twitter, CaptainGrizz13. Signing out.
You got a website, GrizzPink.com? Let me go to that website.
It's the dude with the Nazi locks. So, just everybody have a great evening. Enjoy the rest of y'all Father's Day. Everybody out there that's listening. Enjoy your Father's Day. You still out there listening?
Appreciate it. Same to you. Enjoy your Father's Day.
I sure definitely.
And happy Father's Day, one and for all. And for all, a good night.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, all
right, Susan, we are out now. Everybody, enjoy the rest of your summer solstice. Get all your rituals in for those that do rituals, prayers, whatever you want to call it. Everybody out there, have a happy Father's Day. That is to anybody and everybody still in the gap as a father. Even if they're not next to their kids, but you are the most active force in their life. Happy Father's Day to you, too. To everybody else, peace. See you next month.
I love the way he speaks. I love the way he thinks. I love the way that he treats his mama. I love that gap in between his teeth. I love him in every way that a woman can love a man. From personal to universal. But most of all, it's unconditional.